So, darling, you sure this is gonna be all right? I mean, I don't know much about wrangling doggies on the prairie, or, well, whatever it is I'm supposed to do while I'm wearing this cowboy getup. Hooey, but I do know how to ride. Yeah, old Toy Story Woody over there sure knows how to ride, all right. I sure could tell some stories about that. I don't know if that would be a trick or a treat, but it sure as hell be funny. Oh, I see how it is. I put on the cowboy hat and some assless chaps, and it becomes Pick on Seth Day. Listen, celebrate my bull riding abilities all you'd like, but let's not steal any of the shine from Hallow's Eve. Yeah. I'd hate to offend the ghouls and goblins or whatever. Forget about it. I gotta ask you something. And Boo, maybe you got some insight into this as well. Aren't all chaps assless? Like, I ain't never seen a one of them with an ass. If chaps had ass, wouldn't that just be like shitty pants? The hell do I look like? A damn... What's it even called? A damn clothes person? I'm a simple country boy just looking for a place to hang my hat and kick off my boots. Maybe get a little TLC from a little sweet tea. Aye, Wyatt fucking Earp. Yeehaw, I guess. Oh, yeah, well, how about you? Why do you get to skirt around just wearing some robe and bunny slippers? You're just you for Halloween. Yeah, because I'm larger than life. And so are you wearing those boots, looking like a regular old Red Dead Daddy over there. A Red Dead what now? It's a video game reference, man. Jeez, you missed a lot when you were locked up, huh? We gotta feed you all the popular culture we can, otherwise you're gonna be pulling a Steve Rogers every time we have a fucking conversation. Heh, I understood that reference. Oh, he said the thing! Wow, slick. You know, what if we had done a Steve and Bucky thing? You have big Winter Soldier energy, stunted emotions and steely gaze and whatnot. Well, that would have been a great idea, but here I am in this goddamn cowboy getup because y'all thought it would be so funny. Well, I mean, it is funny. Look, there'll be plenty of Halloweens for us to dress up for, and we won't always be picking on you. Just for now. Aw, it's fine, Boo. He loves it. He just don't know how to express it. Ah, well, okay, that's true, but you can't just assume. Well, I mean, is it really an assumption if I know I'm right? Think about it.
Thought about it. Sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, come on, sugar. You're really gonna make me rehearse my trick-or-treater greeting? No, you're right. I have to practice a little. All right, Al, pretend you're knocking on the door. Ooh, all right, improv, got it. All right, then. Knock, knock, knock.
I open the door.
Trick or treat. Well, howdy, partner. You're looking mighty frightening this evening. What are you supposed to be?
Some kind of thought?
Yeah. Hey, wait, what'd you say, old man? Well, I'm just saying you look like you're out here trying to bed the first vampire to breathe a little hot and heavy on your neck. Oh, is that right, mister? I gotta look good in case I run into the Mothman.
Hey, Mothman is an icon with a significant amount of clout.
Sorry, sugar. All right. Come on, Al. Let's take it from the top. Aye, Boo, but if he picks on me again, we're fightin'.